And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the Break. That was Robin DiLorenzo. So we just started eating some cake that Pip brought and everything. Something very funny happened. My wife came down with the cake and everything. And Pip drops her fork on the floor.
Oops.
And Pip's like, no, don't worry about it. And my wife's like, no, I'll get you a clean fork. And Pip's like, no, it's fine. And my wife goes, cat butt.
I said, how dare you?
You wish it was that pink and tight. Don't you spit cake all over the board, Joe. Grape soda's bad enough.
I'm making a mess here.
It's going to choke.
I know. Cat butt.
And even then, you still weren't 100% convinced that you should switch.
No, I was just going to rub it. It just fell on the carpet. I was just going to rub it off on my skirt here and go ahead.
Your skirt suffered enough food increments on it. What's a little cat butt?
No. My shirt got coffee down it, but it's like the skirt was fine.
All right. So I guess we should move on to more serious topics.
Cat butt.
I'm having fun. I'm not even drunk.
And then Cat looks offended.
How dare you? I lick my butt. It's a clean butt.
What's it to you?
Exactly. So we'll play a little Scam Busters, then we'll get into this Match.com lawsuit. Sound good, kids?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's see. Do I want to finish my cake? We'll see how long we play. Because it's a 4 minute and 50 second song. I mean, theoretically, I can finish my cake. Oh, he never lets the whole thing go. Must be good cake.
It is good cake.
It is good cake. Ooh, I like the pudding inside.
That's the best.
It certainly is.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters!
All right. We are ready to go. Now, as you guys know, if you guys regularly listen to the show, as you should, if you don't, listen to one of Joe's CDs and do what comes next. If you listen to our show, you know that we were the ones who have been following this model, Juliana Avalos, who initially was the named plaintiff in a class action suit for $1.5 billion. This was all over the local tabloids and the news and the news stations, the cable news channels, last November.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion. Of course, we had evidence of her and the boyfriend admitting to selling their pictures to Nigerian scammers.
Yes.
Idiots.
Yes, they were claiming, of course, that Match.com was allowing and actually conspiring initially with these same Nigerian scammers and
really?
Everything. So that was their claim, among other things. We came to light and brought this to the attention. And the plaintiff's attorney, Evan Spencer, did not handle with the type of grace and aplomb one would hope.
That's putting it lightly.
With a man of such learned background.
No.
Oh, my.
You'd
never know.
He said mean things to me when I was driving home from a comedy gig.
He was very mean.
He was very mean. And then his client's husband, boyfriend, Craig, pretty much called him a pussy on his own Facebook page. And I got a very sweet email the next morning from Mr. Spencer, the attorney.
He wanted to make up.
He kind of did. He wanted the evidence, but I wasn't going to do that.
No.
So, but, you know, he really swore he knew this client, Miss Avalos, very well. And remember, ABC 2020 did a feature with her, too, and that kind of disappeared after we made our discoveries a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah, it's funny for different reasons, but it was very...
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
So, he then, in the beginning of the year, she withdrew from the case, as she was no longer the lead plaintiff, as the New York Post reported. Because I talked to the reporter.
Yeah.
Because of the allegations And also, she claimed she didn't want the publicity, but as anybody who's been following this with Avalos, all she wants is publicity. This is just going to hurt business of her sex videos if, you know, it comes out that she's a scammer.
Yeah.
So she pulled out. So then we had the other named plaintiff, and the lawsuit shot up to $4.5 billion.
Where's Matt's $4.5 billion with a B.
Yes.
$4.5 billion.
Melissa Midwest, who's a former porn star.
Of course.
Versus Match.com et al., etc. Unfortunately, Melissa Midwest was divorced from the guy who owns, who claimed to own the rights, her ex-husband Harrington, Shane Harrington, of the pictures. And Melissa Midwest herself wanted nothing to do with this lawsuit.
Did she get to keep her maiden name?
Midwest.
It's a family name, Joe.
Actually, her middle name was Mid.
So, she did not want to be part of this lawsuit. So, she could no longer be named. And with that came certain things that can no longer be done. So this $4.5 billion lawsuit turned into a several million dollars. I think it's like 15 or 20 million, but I'm not exactly sure. So from $1.5 billion, we knocked out that plaintiff. So he had to scramble last minute, get another plaintiff, $4.5 billion. He didn't vet her either. And now he's down to several minutes. So this is not going well for Evan Spencer. Now, yeah. Evan Spencer did threaten me because I had thanked him for admitting to the post that giving me the credit for this information. And he had told me that if they win, he's going to sue me on Avalos' behalf for the damages. So then now I had a vested interest in this.
Of course.
So I spoke to Match.com. And we had a good laugh at Mr. Spencer's expenses. They pretty much told me that I'm a better attorney than him. And I didn't even graduate law school. I just went halfway and said, I need to tell dick jokes.
Good choice.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So
either be a dick or talk about dicks.
Exactly. So this carried on throughout the summer. Various motions and everything. And the lawsuit changed three different times. The allegations, the charges, a lot of hearsay by Spencer. It was not well prepared. It was not a well-prepared lawsuit.
No.
To which I often said, well, you know what? There are valid things here, but you're shooting for too much money. You're not targeting the right people. You're alleging everything.
Yeah.
This is so sloppy.
Your star witnesses have got a lot of holes, so to speak. You know.
And not in their stories. Well, Joe, I think technically they have the same amount of holes as everybody else, but I would see what you're going for.
They have holes and credibility problems, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, Melissa Midwest had been arrested for public nudity. But anyway, what do you want from a porn star? As luck would have it.
I'll tell you what I want from a porn star.
Nudity, that's a job.
That's a job. Well, no, it's private nudity, Joe.
Oh, I mean, when it's on the internet and on YouTube and stuff like that, it's not that private anymore.
I mean, she was out in public naked.
Oh, okay.
So.
So. So, yeah, this, and we've gone over it, and a lot of the stuff is on the website, davinsden.com, under Busted, and I will be updating this, and I will be putting some of the evidence that I have been withholding on that website, just because I didn't know if I was going to need it in court. But I'm going to put that there, too, the actual screenshots of Avalos' boyfriend admitting it. There are things I have on Avalos that I can't put up there, because I was given information, I was asked not to reveal it.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, if they went to court, oh, it would have been bad. It would have been so
this
bad.
This is going to be so ugly.
Yeah, but I got that, so if they ever come after me.
Yeah, good.
But I'm not worried about that.
Never show all your cards.
So, obviously, Match.com was going for motion to dismiss because they were looking at all this horse crap.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, as scam victims, you go, well, you know, Match.com should be responsible for some of this stuff. And you go, yeah, they could do things more. But the problem is the people actually committing the crime are not Match.com.
Right.
It's criminals in foreign countries and whatnot, unless you could prove Match.com actually made these profiles or told these criminals to do it, which Evan Spencer alleged, but could never take it past that.
You know, it's really difficult to show that somebody has, if somebody has used your platform for nefarious reasons or for criminal activities, it's not necessarily your fault that they've used that tool unless you are complicit in the actions.
Listen, I've railed on here enough times, but Match could do more, Facebook could do more, they all could do more.
Yeah.
But you got to come with the right lawsuit. I mean, this was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you worry, is somebody who has a legitimate, is somebody going to legitimately go after Match.com? Because
right.
I wasn't really on anybody's side.
No, no.
I just didn't want to see an alleged scammer make billions of millions of dollars.
Yeah,
on
no.
But then when Spencer told me if he won, that he was going to sue me, I became on somebody's side. It's
your side.
Yeah, and that case wasn't going to win. That was it was just a frivolous.
It's English.
Jesus,
who can muster it?
You know what? Neither of us are able to tonight.
That's
I'm
fine.
Afraid.
It's fine. You
you're on your own.
That feels that way often. So the plaintiff and attorney Spencer had removed some of the claims of copyright infringement. On the third amended complaint, Match immediately filed a motion to dismiss as it contained nothing but Spencer's arguments and inadmissible hearsay.
Hmm.
So in order for the court to proceed with this case, Spencer, what?
Somebody's lonely upstairs.
Yeah. Joe's hearing her vacuum cleaner is making a horrible joke when the only two people upstairs are my wife and daughter.
Sorry. I thought it was the neighbors.
This is why when you come home, the lights are off and nobody's home. Because you're a terrible human being.
And also because he trick-or-treats on days that are not Halloween. Stop banging on people's doors and begging for candy. It's odd. Joe's just looking at me like, you're telling me odd?
What's in that cake?
I don't know. It's just terrible. You know what that was like? That was this.
Problem.
Christ.
I bombed the house.
What?
I bombed the house.
He certainly did. Anyway, so in order for the court to proceed with the case, Spencer had to provide factual evidence that allowed the court to conclude that the defendant is liable for the alleged misconduct. If the plaintiff has not nudged the claims to plausible, then it must be dismissed.
Okay.
So it has to be, this could have happened.
Right.
That's what you have to show. There's a chance this could have happened.
And he couldn't even meet that burden.
So, claims by Spencer a violation of the Lanham Act, which prohibits the persons from engaging false or misleading actions, which is likely to deceive by affiliation, sponsorship, or endorsement, goods or services, or commercial activities of one person to another. Basically, if I show a picture of Eli Manning, quarterback of the New York Giants,
okay,
and put the Davin Den image with it,
mm-hmm,
and make it seem like Eli Manning listens and sponsors to this show, it's a violation of the Lanham Act. You can't mislead people.
Well, far-fetched if he's made him making a completion.
Listen, I can't talk about anything with the quarterbacks I got. Our best quarterback's in Philadelphia right now. So Spencer alleged Meltex Pictures, which is Melissa Mendez, you know, the husband's company, Meltex Pictures, were being passed off by Match as their own. However, the Lanham Act does not protect originality or creativity. To do so would be an end around copyright laws.
Okay.
Nebraska law, which is where Melissa Midwest and Shane Harrington, the owner of Meltech, got divorced, does not allow third party claims. So Meltech from claiming someone else's celebrity. So the husband, that company can't claim Melissa Midwest's celebrity. Melissa Midwest would have to be part of this.
Right.
By Nebraska State.
And she didn't want to participate.
She
is that correct?
Yes.
So, and when we discussed that at the time, that was one of the things where I was pretty much, you know, adamant that he was not going to win that case. I mean, it was just one thing after another for this guy.
Well, I mean, Joe, people that doubted your knowledge of Nebraska laws really have egg on their face right now. You sure showed them, pal. So basically, the state statute does not allow Meltech to make claims about Melissa's celebrity, and the federal court is to abide by the state statute. This was in federal court, but they're
right.
Like, well, we got to abide by the Nebraska statute, and it says this.
Yeah.
So Meltech asserts a claim of false advertising. To prove that claim, Meltech needed to establish damages to his company's reputation or sales caused directly by the defendant's misrepresentations. So by purposely putting Miss Melissa Midwest on your website, we're not making the sales that we use. People are not coming to the website. That's what he had a claim.
Okay.
That's what he had a show.
Yeah.
That's what he claimed. That's what he had a show.
Nobody's joining up because of her puss.
Meltech claimed that by Match claiming Melissa Midwest was a member of Match, it caused them the loss of millions of dollars.
Right.
They never provided, and now this is the judge, they never provided factual support. This is from the judge's opinion. Jesse Furman was the judge. Further, if Match did this, the judge says they caused damage to themselves, as ConsumerReports.com tells people not to use Match. So if they're actually damaging their own brand, if they were purposely putting these false people, which makes sense, which I never thought of.
Yeah, no, that's actually true.
But you got Consumer Reports, which is, you know, I don't know who's going to Consumer Reports for Match.com, but I guess people are. I need to buy an oven, and who should I bang? Consumer Reports. It has it all. It has two thumbs in.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, she's a star.
Yeah.
Thumbs in.
So, people tell not to use Match.com due to evidence of stolen third-party pictures on the website Scamdigger.com. Yeah. So Scamdigger.com and ConsumerReports.com are saying don't use Match.com because these are third-party pictures. These are not the people on the site. Mm-hmm. Stay away from it.
Okay.
So by allowing it, the judge is saying they're damaging their own brand. They're not damaging the Meltech brand, the Melissa Midwest brand.
That's true.
He's a judge.
Ah, Tom says, I think at this point I would be a better lawyer than this douche lawyer. Allegedly.
No. Nothing alleged. I spoke to him.
Yeah.
And I did call. I did email him and ask if he wanted to come on the show.
Oh, I know you had conversations with this person.
He did not email. No, I mean, when this came out, I emailed him.
Yes, I know.
And he did not respond.
Yes.
Then again, neither did the Match.com attorney, who was all happy to talk to me when shit was going down. So whatever.
Right,
Thank you, guys. Whatever.
Yeah.
Made your life a whole hell of a lot easier.
I'll say. I should at least send you a present.
Because you think about it. Spencer was spending months, if not years, working with Avalos, thinking he's got this lawsuit. And that original complaint...
Yes.
The lawsuit was so much different than what the complaints looked like once they had Meltech on board. And
right.
It all went out the way. Like, the whole thing exploded.
Well,
sorry, dude.
But he could not tell the quality of the clients that he had before you blew it up in his face.
I know these people.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah. And not until you enlightened them to them.
No, but that's when he was arguing with me. He's like, I know these people. They're good people. Blah, 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 blah. You don't do a search on the internet, stupid. And people sought me out for this stuff. It got to that point where people sought me out.
Yeah.
To provide, in some cases, information. Which I appreciate. So the judge says Meltech failed to establish a causal connection of harm done by Match and themselves. So Meltech couldn't say, well, what you did has harmed our brand.
Right.
Which is what you need for a lawsuit.
You have to have some reason to prove that you have had some kind of egregious damage.
They needed to prove that upon discovery of Melissa falsely being a member of Match, people stopped visiting her website.
Right.
That their numbers went down, people weren't subscribing, getting her videos, all that good stuff. That's what they needed to prove.
Yeah.
So somebody would have had to go, hey, I saw her picture on Match.com.
Right.
I don't like this. Why is she dating there? I'm not coming to your site anymore. You needed to show that.
Coming to your site anymore?
It doesn't all have to be dick jokes. We just did a whole segment.
dick
yeah,
cool.
But she's a porn star. I couldn't contain
myself. Let's not throw the word star around.
Well.
All right. The complaint does not sufficiently allege that Match, as opposed to criminals in foreign countries, were responsible for the damages caused to Meltech.
Mm-hmm.
When factors other than the defendant's fraud are an intervening or a direct cause of plaintiff's injury, those same injuries cannot be attributed to defendant's actions. So, clearly, there's a third party, there's an intervening party.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's creating these things. We haven't proven Match.com is creating these fake profiles. Somebody's creating these fake profiles, which is causing this damage.
Yes.
If they're the ones causing the damage, Match can't be causing the damage, too.
Right.
And the problem is, we know, it's hard to get these people in foreign countries and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really would have served themselves well if they could have found someone in the United States doing this.
Yeah.
And included them in the lawsuit. But you go after Match and the big corporation that Match is part of and everything, IAC, because that's where the money is.
Right. You go for the deep pockets.
Exactly.
If you're a gold digger.
Basically, from what the judge was saying, and basically Spencer's case was a mess.
Yes.
It really was a shit show.
It was. He didn't do
in
his
my
homework.
Legal jargon. You won't hear that on CNN.
That's right. Is that
he
legal
his homework?
Jargon?
He didn't. He looked very, very bad.
Yeah.
I mean, real. Let's be honest about it. A comedian who does a radio show should not be able to mess up your billions and billions of dollar lawsuit.
Yeah, but when you turn around and you go, I know them. No, you don't.
He got so pissed at me. I was just driving home from a nice gig, and he was yelling at me.
What was he saying exactly? I don't recall.
There was a lot of F's in there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was cursing me out like there's no tomorrow. Oh, you don't know who you're effing messing with. You really effed up.
Really?
Yeah, he was threatening me. And this is after he offered to get me on the Howard Stern show earlier.
Really?
And how was he going to get on the Howard
he
Stern
He knows show? Howard Stern,
oh,
does he?
Okay.
And you're probably sitting there going, did I? Are you?
No, yeah. I was going, I got to do a gig. There's a chamber of commerce in upstate New York that needs my attention. I'd love to talk to you later.
Yeah.
There's dick jokes that need to be told.
Yes.
All right. So let's, like we said in the beginning, Matt should be held... Should be held responsible for certain actions, but the plaintiffs were terrible, and the plaintiff's attorney was inept.
Yes.
So it's possible, like I said, a suit by somebody else could be brought. I don't know if it's going to be, though. It's going to have to be much narrower.
Oh, God, yes.
If anybody's wondering what Avalo said, nothing. She's not said anything.
Well, I think she wanted to keep out of it. I mean,
she was just posting within the past couple of weeks. She would post links to the Match.com lawsuit and the newspaper articles done her. And
well,
the,
when she originally backed out, didn't she lay low for a while?
No.
Really?
No. No, she was still bragging about it, even though she hasn't been in the lawsuit in months, since the beginning of the year.
She was still talking about it like she was in?
She was still putting links to it, too, like, and you know, and these people who fell in love with her and think she's a goody-goody are, like, cheering her on. It's like, hello, do research. But, you know, she gets these sycophants. She's a pretty girl. And, you know, you know, everybody wants a piece, I guess.
What a bunch of dumbbells.
What do you want? They've been scammed. They've been fooled. And she does target victims who have been scammed. It's really, really sad.
It is. So, Trucker Tom said he probably knows that Howard Stern that was fucking Anna Nicole Smith.
Funny, Tom.
Maybe true.
Yeah, I know. I know. And he doesn't know the difference between the two. Mm.
So, anything before I move on? Or I think we summed it up.
No, I think that I'm glad to see it's gone. I mean, like you said, Match and Facebook and other venues really have to tighten up their game, but this is not the way to go about it.
And that was, I believe that was the third opportunity he had to bring it to court, right? It's the third time he brought it before the bench, correct?
Well, he had three. He had the original complaint. He got to amend it one time. Got to amend it a second time. So he had three complaints. It's the same case, but he just kept on switching things around.
If you're the judge, and I said this when we were discussing this several months ago, if you're the judge and it's the third time, and he's bringing it up, he's got Melissa Midwest now and this, that, and the other thing, we reviewed this. This is nonsense. Get out of my courtroom.
Yeah. The New York Post, Rich Calder, who was the journalist who was covering this, tried to get an interview, a comment from Spencer. And Spencer has been very loquacious with the press releases and everything, talking to the press and everything. He had no comment. It was actually described as when it came down, he was stuttering. Can you imagine?
Really?
That's what I was told.
Like Mayor Vaughn on Jaws. But if I was going to win that case.
But you know, in his defense, think about it. Go, you know what? I put this multi-billion dollar lawsuit. They're going to settle. We're going to get something. It's going to be okay. But Matt said all along, no, we're not settling. We're getting this dismissed. This is nonsense. Matt said that from the beginning.
But because there was so much in a way where it was beyond a reasonable doubt, you know.
Well, he had hearsay as evidence. I picked up on that.
Right.
Well, I heard the owner of Match.com, blah, 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 did this. Really? Did you hear it?
Right. you got to understand, this guy is an ambulance chaser. If you've got Match.com's lawyers, they're all like a good team of lawyers looking at everything and probably seeing the same stuff and going, well, we're going to sell. No, we're not because you don't have a case.
Well, I mean, listen, usually I root for the underdog.
Yeah,
and he was the underdog. I mean, you are going, you know, you figure that if they're representing a company like AAC, which has Match and OKCupid and all these other things, mm-hmm. these are the best of the best as far as corporate attorneys and litigation.
Sure, right.
So, you know, listen, Spencer's at a disadvantage.
Yes.
But you know what? You can win if
you
got facts and you can get your stuff together.
You have a decent case. You have a credible witness. You're not asking for a frivolous amount.
Right.
Okay? You can win, and the judge will look like he couldn't.
For asking for $1.5 billion off the get-go, and then $4.5 billion, he made it laughable. He did it for the headlines.
Yep.
He got the headlines.
Yeah.
But which is what she wanted, which is ridiculous
when
they say she didn't want the publicity. She wanted the publicity.
So badly.
Well, the thing is that you get the publicity. He probably was thinking public opinion would take precedence on it. And if he gets the publicity, public opinion weighs in. The thing blows up. Apparently, he didn't have credible evidence. He didn't have a credible witness.
He didn't have public opinion.
And he didn't have public opinion on it.
We said on this show, because, you know, there are soldiers, our U.S. servicemen, yeah, whose pictures are up there without their permission. Use those. You would get public opinion,
yeah,
if you were representing those people. But allegedly, apparently, those people didn't want to be part of it.
If it's going to be a case that there are so many variables and so many good points and good witnesses and good arguments that a company like Match.com might say, look, this is going to carry on for months, we might want to settle. He's thinking they're going to think that way. Meanwhile, their lawyers are looking and laughing at the whole thing. He goes, look, he's going to drag it to court a couple of times. The judge is going to tell him to go to hell the second or third time. And he did.
From what I gather, the case was not given a lot of respect that you would do with a colleague.
Right.
But that could also be like, well, we're the best of the best. You know, who are you to come against us?
Yeah.
But, I mean, just from what I was hearing and from my conversations, you know, they kind of looked at this from the beginning. But the thing you got to nail is why would – because remember initially, everyone was lapping up whatever Evan Spencer fed them, except us.
Yes.
We were the only ones standing and go, no, this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Why isn't somebody talking to us?
Yeah.
Nobody would talk to us. Now, I might be on a new news network this weekend, so you should listen. You should go to Davin's Den Facebook page and find out.
Yes.
So I might be talking about scammers and all sorts of stuff this weekend.
Mm.
Yes. Don't sound so enthused, Joe. cake.
You want to do a fucking cartwheel? All right, we'll see you on TV.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that.
What station?
Arise TV.
Okay.
It's a new news network and based out of Lagos, Nigeria. Which is just, this is the, yeah, I know, your eyes crossed, I know.
And you're going, why did you yawn? Lagos, Nigeria.
Here's the thing, I was just talking to the producer before the show. Lovely lady, they want, you know, hopefully something's going to happen. Here's the thing, the owner of this company, not only a Nigerian businessman.
Right.
I swear to God, hand to God, a real Nigerian prince. You can't get irony better than that.
That was now coming to America.
I told the producer, I go, well, I'm not going to accept his emails. He'll have to contact me via smoke signal. But how cool would that be? I'm going on a news network owned by a real Nigerian prince. But you know what?
It's hilarious.
But if you're an upstanding Nigerian businessman or prince, whatever it is, and you're a member of society, you're not happy about these scammers.
No.
Because these scammers are the reason why the West doesn't want to do business.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these avenues of commerce closed down because of a few bad apples. It's
right,
a problem.
Right.
So, you know, you're not that's one of the negative things about this. I see a lot of the anti-scammers, not all of them by a long shot, but enough of them, just become very racist. Maybe they were racist beforehand, but like all Nigerians are monkeys or scammers. It's like, no.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Right.
First of all, none of them are monkeys. So don't be racist. You want to call them a-holes, I'm with you. Let's not be racist.
Now, these are the anti-scammers, right?
Anti-scammers.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, we've had our battle. We've talked about that. We've had our battles.
About it the wrong way.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not all of them.
Yeah, every Nigerian is a scammer, and it's like not every, and you can't call Nigerians monkeys. Now, some of the scammers might be monkeys, and they're just clever monkeys, but...
No, I don't think there's any monkeys.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe they learned how to text.
I'm watching where he's going. He lumbers now.
You didn't have to tell everybody that he got up and he's lumbering.
I was mesmerized. I've never seen.
What do you mean mesmerized?
Because he can't stand straight anymore. He's been beaten down. Joe, just grab a bottle and move on. Whatever I put in front of you, you drink.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't like it that way.
You don't like black cherry soda?
No, I was in a mood for Slice.
But it's not Slice. It's Sierra Mist.
Yeah, but it's slice-ish.
Lemon lime soda would be fine. Lemon lime is what I was looking for.
So. I'm glad I had something you like.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's why I was taking my time. You had a nice selection. I just want to see you find something.
He's used to the compound where there's a wine cellar. I have a soda cellar.
Yeah, I know, but it's a nice soda cellar.
2014, an excellent year for Sierra Mist.
There's a nice selection in your
now,
soda cellar.
Joe, don't drink it right away. Let it breathe. Swirl it around, Joe will swirl around by spitting all over the board.
Oh, that excellent lemon-lime bouquet.
Very, very lovely bouquet. Nice under the nose.
Oh, it has citrus top notes.
You know, when I was at ShopRite, I go, you know, what would Joe like?
Yes. I'm glad that you're thinking about Joe all the time.
Joe's always in my thoughts.
Yes.
That's scary.
Oh, by the way, certain anti-scammer who hates us.
Yes.
Still doesn't like us. thinks the judge made a wrong decision, I was told.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. Where is that?
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
You know, this guy. Our friend the bear.
Yeah, I knew who you were talking about.
Yes.
By the way, Tom says he drinks whatever you put in front of him. May I suggest arsenic next time?
I was going to go with antifreeze, but great minds think alike.
But yeah. he's on a big fan of ours, right? That dude.
Yeah. He's in our Facebook. He's one of our Facebook.
And he's an anti-scammer. What a moron! You, if you're listening to us right now, you are as dumb as they come.
And
you
Joe knows about
moron.
Dumb.
And come.
And come. Two things Joe knows about.
Dumb as they come.
Yeah, well, we know this. But yeah, he thinks the judge made a wrong decision. Clearly he did not read. You got to read the court papers or have me read them to you. All right, let's move on with our...
Tell us a story, Daddy.
I will. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. All right. When we last left off with Belinda, it was May 21st of 2013, and her and I had an epic battle of how she was going to earn money for her job, or not earn money, money for rent. Well, I proposed several ways for her to actually earn money. She proposed I send money.
Yes, it was whatever you came up with, there was a reason why she couldn't do that.
And she had the audacity to say I wasn't even trying to help her.
I know.
It was,
you gave her a couple of job leads. I mean, what do you want more than that?
I thought I did what a responsible boyfriend would do.
Yeah, try not.
It was not well, but it was an epic battle.
Right.
May 23rd, 2013. She says, hi. I go, how are you? I'm not good. That's a shame. I go, do you want to tell me about it? You know about it already. The guy says he will come for the phone tomorrow. By the end of tomorrow, it would have been sold. Remember, she's selling the phone to pay the rent. She's 3 months behind rent. She's selling it to pay the rent.
What kind of phone is this where it would pay 3 months rent?
I know.
I mean, my iPhone is $300.
Not anymore. It's not. It's,
well, all right. But when it was new, it was $300. Wouldn't even cover the electric bill.
I don't know. Maybe it's not good property in the hut. I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, but it's like,
actually, she does live close to the beach.
Does she live in a shoebox? I mean, what could you possibly?
No,
rent?
She lives close. She's actually not too far from the airport. Not too far from the beach.
Really?
She should be very concerned that I know where she lives.
Yes, she should.
Mm-hmm. I know where you live, too.
You know where I live?
No, I don't know. Yeah, yes, I do. We're all concerned.
I know.
Comes to my house. God forbid I come to hers.
You're at my house.
I was at your house. I didn't think it existed until I was there.
You come to my house, you'll be
sorry. I
gotta
go somewhere.
Just drive around. We'll break in here. This is a full stupid. I go, so what happens after you sell your phone? At some point, you will need to do something for money. I mean, you can write with me, and I will give you half of what I make, which could be substantial, but it's not quick money. And if we do not have contact with each other, then there's no way to do this. She goes, we've been doing this for some time now, and nothing fruitful has come out of it. I am telling you what's going on in my life, because I think you deserve to know. Do you think you can lend me some money to pay my rent and other things, so I will not have to sell the phone, so we can write together?
Uh-huh.
After you give me my cut, you take it out of.
Uh-huh.
What do you got there, Pipper?
Oh, I'm just like, this is the first time that I remember that she has...
Well, now it's a he.
Yeah, I know.
Now we think it's Belinda's husband.
I know. It's the first time I remember them saying specifically, give me money.
They've hinted.
Hinted, but not, can you give me money?
What about the fruitful comment?
Yeah, nothing's fruitful. It's like, fuck you. How about my love, our relationship, how much we've meant to each other? Nothing's been fruitful. It's like, you gold digging bitch.
Joe?
Like I said, they're starting to play hardball with you.
Yeah.
They were very nice when we found out Dick Alorado died, but now it's back.
They were very nice. They told me to get over it.
Yeah.
How was that nice?
So listen, hear me out for the day that they were nice. And eventually they told you to get over it.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, they told me to get over it right away.
Listen to me. Before Dick Alorado died, they were playing hardball. You were done. When Dick Alorado died, it softened them up a little bit. A little bit to get in there, get to know each other.
get to know each other.
Right. You got your answers out of Agnes and Melinda. now it's time to move on. Okay? And now he's getting back to work where they've been horsing around with you for a while. They want the money. They butter you up. Here's the deal.
You think I'm on the way out?
Well, it's up to you.
All right. Let's see. I go, believe it or not, I tried to do that once. I never told you what happened, but it is the reason I am in the bad place I am legally. I have to go, but I'll be back in 25 to 30 minutes. If you want me to tell you what happened, I never did because I did not want to upset you. But I guess at this point, there is no reason to shield you from it.
Oh.
She goes, I don't know if I can be back, but I will try to be here. But if for some reason I can't make it, then I guess it's goodbye forever.
What?
That's what she said.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. He doesn't want to horse around with him
anymore.
The way the
yeah.
wife did.
Yeah.
All right? And
the wife loved me for me.
And
yes.
The wife wanted to horse
yes.
around with you.
She did.
Yeah.
And we did horse around. Yes. Right? Some type of animal.
yeah. I mean, she's sitting there. There's all these scenarios, all that's going on. And then the old man walks in and goes, what the hell's going on here? We got to get some dough out of this guy.
Right.
And he's like, give me this damn thing. I'll write to him.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's Fisher cut bait. I mean, if you know, they want to make money off you. If they're going to continue horsing around, you know, go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I go. You said we've been doing this for a long time, but nothing fruitful came from it? I thought this was a relationship. Was I wrong? I thought we found love. Is that nothing? Was this merely a business relationship? If that is all this was, then it's better we part now.
Oh, my God. Call on the bluff.
I most certainly am. I don't like talking to this person anyway. This isn't my real Belinda.
No.
You know, it's at that point where, you know, you could tell each other to go to hell on good terms.
Joking
yeah.
late.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Very much so. Very much so. You know?
That's great. Joe's like, here's some paper. Send them to Ghana. Call it a day.
Yeah,
that's it.
We don't
she gets half the hut. You get half the hut. Move on.
That's right. We're going to try that in Suffolk County Court.
Wow. You don't personalize
you want
it
Evan
too
Spencer
much.
To be your divorce attorney?
No, I'll be living in my sewer.
I was gonna let him keep the house, but after Spencer walked in, he gets nothing.
Yeah, really.
I tell you, Joanne will be asleep, and she laughs in her sleep. And she just sits there and laughs. And I look and I go, I know what this dream's about. I could just see us in court. Mr. Curry, what are you looking for? More than half the house. And that's when she laughs.
Sad.
You laugh in her sleep.
Maybe somebody's tickling her.
We're in court, and I'm probably asking for most of the house.
You'll get the house.
We'll see.
It was your mom's. You'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the place is on fire, and you're begging for your life.
I think your scenario is right. She goes, well, if that's what you want, I can delete this account just now so you can have your peace of mind. Just say it, and I will be gone forever this time around.
Wow.
I go, I do not, but that is how you made me feel. She goes, what did you have to tell me? I go, how would you feel if I said knowing you has not been fruitful? What does it matter if none of this has been fruitful?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in a disadvantage here.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately I have the advantage because I haven't set money up until this point.
Right.
But I'm kind of at the disadvantage.
Well, you're talking about fruitful. I mean, fruitful on their part, you know, is like a money.
It's the money.
No, that's exactly fruitful on anybody's part. That's exactly what this is, Joe.
That's what that means. Yeah. But it is kind of funny the way we're personalizing this, Joe. You're like, yeah, well, you can walk away and everything's okay. And I'm like, no, wait, hang on for a little bit longer.
I know. It's funny to watch your expression.
Yeah. No, it's...
No.
I'm on their end. I mean, they're done with him.
Oh, yeah.
They're done
well, that's
with
how
him.
You feel about me.
No, that's not. But yes, I do.
Are you quitting again?
My own Amina Gafuna.
Joe's flustered.
Pasta Faglioli.
He's so flustered. He broke out
he's
some Italian.
He's tongues.
on their end, being the devil's advocate for them, I'm done with you. I'm done. I we're trying to make money. I'm sick of the horse. I'm playing hardball. I wanted to play hardball for the past week. I've got a horse around with all this other stuff. From the get-go, when I took over from my wife, I want this stuff. I want money out of this guy, period. And I'm playing hardball again. Now, you have to go, how much more am I going to deal with this? Should I move on and do something else for the show? You know, are we really going to milk this? I'm going to poke them as much as they're poking me. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we are right now.
Let's see. She goes, I asked you to lend me some money so you can take it out of my cut when we finish writing the scripts, and you said you had something to tell me. What is it you have to tell me? I go, if this is just business, then there is no reason to tell you. I can't believe you said something like that to me after all we've been through together. She goes, are you telling me or not?
That's my point. That's my point. They're not. If you go back and we listen to the stuff from back, well, honey, I didn't mean to upset you, blah, blah, blah. This is all. We're back to. We already got past Dick El Dorado. Get over it. Sorry he's dead. Blah, 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 blah. Now we're back to business. You know, get to the point, you know, and all this other stuff. That's where we are right now with this.
I go, I'm stunned by you. How much do you need?
Whoa.
She goes, I actually need 300 CDs to pay my rent, but you can lend me anything you want to or have. You know how much 300 CDs is?
No.
About $150?
About $93. So for all of this nonsense, for the 10 months of shenanigans, they're going to take $93.
Really?
All
of what they thought all that horseshit was worth?
I mean, $93 is obviously worth more there than it is here.
Sure.
But I mean, we know these scammers take thousands and thousands and thousands
of
dollars after 10 months of horseshit. $93 and we can keep going. Not really a lot of money.
No.
Well, maybe they're because there was so much horsing around in the beginning for all of this, maybe they're bringing you back to like where it started at that baseline money that they asked for. You know, I'll handle talking to him. I'm going to bring him back to the baseline that we asked for, 193 or whatever, 90 CBs or
93.
Whatever it is. Right, $193.
$93.
We get to $93, and now we move on. Now we start dragging him in. You know, I think they brought you back monetarily where you were supposed to be.
Well, no, they've been known for months. I'm a millionaire.
Right.
That's what makes me one of the intriguing things about me.
Yeah, that your money's tied up right now, but eventually there could be a real, you know, windfall.
Well, right at the moment, I mean, you know, I don't know, because basically you are kind of on the ropes.
Well,
and how much do you want?
Well, Lisa's saying they're starting the slow build-up.
Slow build-up? It's been 10 months.
I know, but it's like the build-up of cash that they're asking for is what I believe she's saying.
$93 for 3 months rent, not bad.
I know, damn.
Of course, it's completely horseshit.
I know. It's like a place on the beach? Wait a minute.
I go, and how would I get this to you? She goes, send it through MoneyGram or Western Union.
Oh, shocking.
That old gag.
I go to Prisca Abbey. She goes to Belinda Abbey. I go, and then what happens? She goes, then I pay my rent, meaning I don't have to sell the phone so we can write. And after you sell the scripts, you can take what you let me, and we take it from there. And this is how it works. It's because I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
Fine. Here's the money. We can keep on talking. Everything's going to be okay. I'll just give you this money this time, and then we're going to be fine. You're going to help me write porn. And again, for $93 to get the stories we got out of it, you go, you know what? Not so bad. But if you get more porn out of them.
Well, help me write porn right now so I can get busy selling it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Lisa says there'll be a tragedy soon where the dollar amount goes up.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is sincere.
Of course it is.
I go, this sounds like a business deal to me.
Ah!
She goes, this is not a business deal. It means you are helping the one you love to solve her problem so we can continue what we share. It will mean a lot to me if this happens.
See, so back off.
So back off, see? Stop poking around the files.
And to live with that for an answer.
I go, you have a way of being very cold and making what we had seem very cheap and insignificant. Worse, you do not seem to care very much. And this is me calling them out and go, you suck at this.
Yeah.
This is me going, get the wife back on. You are lousy at this. Nobody's ever going to send you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you're not very good at this.
No, no.
Where's the girl we fell in like with?
I know.
But you want to know something?
She's like, hand me the money and everything will be fine, honey, sweetie pie.
It's like a Russian stripper.
No, he is good at it. He is good at it. Because he spent months, though. She spent months trying to get money out of you. You couldn't do it. He got on there in a couple of days. He's got you giving money.
Okay, Joe.
Hypothetically.
Or at least asking
him.
He's
been trying this for weeks, though. He's not that good at it.
No.
He's not that good at it. Papa. Worse yet, you do not seem to care very much. She goes, I see. If that's what you think about me, then I think you are entitled to your opinion. But I think you are not being fair to me saying what you were saying. Now it's really unfair saying I'm cold. Is it missensitive? I've told you this before. There was a time when I felt your love. I get things are tough. Things have been utter crap here as well, but I always try to make you feel special. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm just trying to sort this out and tell you how I feel. She goes, okay, guess you've done that perfectly.
I guess you've done that perfectly.
I go, if I send you the money and my wife gets wind of this, you do realize we can no longer talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? She doesn't have to know. And again, this person does not know the backstory.
Yes.
Yeah. The wife knows the back. You know, Belinda knows
the
backstory.
Right,
the
right.
Husband, very good.
It's like she's in the background going, oh, see, you don't know everything, Mr. Big Shot. You don't know all the backstory.
Yeah, like she is the, like she can talk back to him like that.
Oh, no, I know. I know. I'm going to
get the backside of a bone.
A bone. What
I wish she had those type of rights.
I know, I know. Actually, that is the sad part about this, is that she probably is in a terrible situation.
Yeah, well, no. I don't know if it's terrible to her. It's terrible for us. We look at it as terrible for her.
Right.
You know, she seems pretty happy. She gets a cut. I'm sure
she originally used to say how men were terrible there.
Yeah,
when
that's
she would
true.
Talk to you,
I just
you know?
Feel like it's an episode of The Honeymoon is going on over there.
Yeah, it's like, why
Alice,
are you
I'll scam Devin, okay? I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm the king here. I'm the scammer.
All right, Ralph, you go ahead and you try your hand at it.
You don't think I could do it, Alice. You don't think I could scam her. Well, let me tell you something. I can scam him. I am the king, Alice.
Oh, fine. So go ahead and show me wrong.
Bang, zoom.
Well...
Funny. I didn't think we worked the honeymooners in. Any all the family, or should we move on?
Hey, man. You think back. Get away from there. I'll sit down and scam him. Now, get away from you. And you get off my hut. Get out of here. Give me that there. All right, I'm going to start scamming you there.
But Archie, she seems like such a good girl.
Who's you? I'm trying to scam here.
Monsters?
See, Hyman, you got your skip. Grandpa, Eddie, we're going to be rich. I'm going to scam Davin.
Foghorn Leghorn?
I say, there's a sucker born every day. I keep on giving. He keeps on sending chicks. But he keeps on giving me nonsense. I don't understand why I don't. Kill old Dick Eldorado. Kill him dead. That's gone, you see.
Popeye?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to try to scam him. I can't scam him. I'll pour spinach into the computer.
Wow.
Are there any more of his half a
no,
dozen
I'm tired.
Are there any more of his half a dozen voices that I missed?
I don't remember anymore. I'm so flummoxed from somebody you just did.
You got flummoxed by the lummox.
Write that down.
Nice.
Flummoxed by the lummox. Oh, it's so good to see Nick at Night enter the show. I'll move on. None of that was in our conversation. What?
That's a shame. Yeah,
I wish. I'm not that talented. No, I'm sorry. I go, okay, now I'm talking to you in the Popeye voice. It doesn't work.
I know. It's like you start taking over. I start catching whatever accent somebody's talking to me in. It's like, yeah, see?
What was that?
That was his, you know, Popeye.
Sounds like he's choking on sperm. What the hell was that?
I was going to say gargling, and then I heard you say that. I'm like, I'm not going to say that gargling, but I just said gargling because I was dumb as like, come.
What was that?
That was Sierra Miss coming back.
And this time it's personal.
Yeah.
Remember I said you smelled nice before? Not so much.
We're going to need a bigger cup.
Coming in burp.
Because she goes, why is it? She doesn't have to know about the money. I go, because all my money is tracked. I had saved a lot of money, but I did something that was probably very foolish with it. If I ever see your face, I will tell you. But it matters not, I guess.
Oh.
She goes, seeing my face is going to be very hard to do, considering the fact that I don't even have money to do that. How are you going to get me my cut if we write the scripts together? I'm really desperate right now. Also, I'm a dude, and we can't Skype.
There's this Adam's apple problem.
Because now I'm like
that.
Now I'm every other scammer. I'm not who you think I'm talking to. We've completely screwed up our own game.
Yeah, really?
And we don't trust her anymore because she fell cuckoo. She fell for your horse shit.
Really?
I go, because by the time we get the money from our work, my divorce should be a thing of the past. I'll be able to send you money freely and maybe even bring you here or visit you there. She goes, from the way you're talking, that is going to be a long time, and time is a luxury I can't afford right now. I go, I have to go. Very important meeting. Wish me luck. There's always the Mavis option. You know where to find me. Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
That's what I say. She goes, this is goodbye forever.
No.
Yes. Have a nice life, and please don't contact me again.
That's what she says?
Mm-hmm. I go, if that is what you want, that it is. That it is. She goes, let me be. I go, I never bothered you. She's going, I'm going to delete this account. I go, I loved you. Nothing more. She goes, don't look through my stuff anymore. Live your life and let me live my, leave mine.
Don't,
it's like the ending of The Jerk. I don't need anybody. But this thing. Because she keep on going back and forth with you. You go to hell. This is goodbye. This is really goodbye. Not goodbye. Goodbye more. Goodbye. Toodaloo. Goodbye. Yeah.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up first. No, you hang
up.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to. Every minute I keep them on the phone is more money that they're wasting and less time they have to go after somebody else.
It's like a band argument. Fuck you, man. No, fuck you, man. No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
And then Joe was no longer part of McClinton.
Yeah. was more.
There was no fuck yous. It was just Joe's no longer part of McClinton.
Yeah. But she's like, stop looking through my thing. She made you sound like a creep, like you're digging through her underwear drawer.
And where's those red socks?
Where are my red socks? $2!
It's my $2.
Where's my $2?
I go, what are you talking about? I wanted to live a life together. She goes, forget about that. Don't look for me on here. And stop looking through my Prisca account.
Wow.
Not the Prisca account.
The Prisca account. That's the one with account. All the friends.
Stop looking through my Prisca account.
That's the one with all the friends.
Is that the one she didn't want you on?
Yes, that's the one.
Stop looking through my Prisca account.
You are she's a bitch for not having you letting you go on there, but you're such an asshole for nosing around there anyway.
Well, that's what you do when you think you're being scammed, you asshole. You nose around and try to find out more.
I know that, but in the sense of you, if it was a real, if you we weren't our show, you know what I'm saying?
We'd
if
be
we were
successful.
Just a regular person being scammed. You know, it's like,
well, yeah,
they don't know we have
yeah.
a show, stupid. I mean, it's saying that.
But even if you were a regular person being scammed, why am I all by myself over here when you have everybody else
it's
over there?
It's bullshit. Yeah. It's very hurtful.
It is.
It is.
But it's funny on their end. But on their end, what I'm saying to you is, they're going, well, I don't want you on my personal account, and please don't go on there. But you're an asshole. You go in there anyway and nose around. It's funny.
No, it's like dating somebody and they never introduce you to their damn family.
That's what it is. You're right. Yeah. Even though she said in the past the family likes me.
Yeah, and it's like, well, then put me on your damn page.
Yeah, if Ishmael likes
me. If she was my girlfriend, I would feel bad. I wouldn't be on the Facebook page. And if I asked and they said, that's cool, I'd be very hurt.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
And she'd been promising for a while. This is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
In a real relationship.
It actually is. I mean, if you,
I can't believe how important Facebook is, but it is. It's like you look at your significant other's page and they say single. It's like,
You know what it's like if you're the girl and the guy always makes you leave out the back door.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Well, there's to go into a situation, there was somebody I knew who had a friend.
A friend.
And I was told the friend was just a friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was not even on the Facebook page.
I say.
And guess who showed up one day?
Yep.
But at least he made it. You know, I mean, at least he got on there as their relationship progressed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I was told, well, he's not even a Facebook friend and stuff like that. So, but eventually he got on there when it progressed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you should have been on there as
I should have offered a watch. Yeah. I would have been on that stupid page.
Yeah. Maybe that doesn't make it, though.
I go, why do you say I look through your Prisca account? She goes, because I know you do. Even if you don't, how do you know the people who are there? Because I do.
Nailed you.
Yeah. I go, okay, Belinda. I told you I have people on the ground. I tried to help you in ways you can't comprehend. I will tell them to pull back. Good luck and be safe.
Oh.
But that was a long go to hell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a veiled threat.
Yeah, it is.
She goes, well, you can go on with your lies. I think I'm over them. I'm better off without you in my life. I've been better off. I think all you've done is waste my time. Well.
And the light bulb goes on.
The guy is typing that. You know it's the guy.
Yes,
you've been a pain in the ass. We haven't got dime one out of you. Really? Me go to hell? You go to hell. He is so mad.
So done.
You know he is just pissed.
Because he knows I fucked up their game.
Yep.
It is dawning on him.
It's like
it's dawning on him that I am as full of crap as they are.
But,
right.
You wasted their time.
Yes, and their money.
You
and
wasted
their
time and their money.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not used to that.
No.
They're used to being the people that do that.
I think you wasted my time. Yeah. Really? Really, genius?
You do you? Do you want a hug?
Yeah, I know.
I go, I never lied to you. You can't say the same. I have a meeting. I have to go. Goodbye. I said. She goes, what? Idea? Oh, she drew a light bulb.
The light bulb dawns on the head. It's like, oh, I wasted your time.
That was
one
of the truest things you ever said.
Nice.
Move on.
I will. One day. Anyway. We'll have a reveal, too, on our show.
It's like doing a show with a member of KISS.
Which one is she, Jean?
The tongue? Yes.
Yeah, not the money acumen, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately.
I never lied to you. You can't say the same. I have a meeting. I have to go. Goodbye. She goes, I think you should rethink your divorce.
What?
What? Wow, that's cold.
Continue with your wife. Whatever. Goodbye forever.
Wow.
At least she wants me to be happy. Or not.
No, just saying, that's a real F you.
That's really, it was.
Yeah.
Stay with your wife, stupid.
Not your wife. What do I care if you leave her now?
Oh, you know what? Go to hell. Stay with your wife, stupid.
Go be
happy. You wanna because you want to leave to go start this new life with her and leave your wife. And meanwhile, you know, they're pissed off at you. It's like, you want to know? Go. Stay with your wife. Knock yourself out, chief.
I go, well, that ship has sailed. I thought somebody loved me in Africa. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
She goes, whatever.
Whatever. Boy, oh boy, a man scorned.
I go, goodbye, whatever. That is all you could say because you know you played me the fool. And now I have a dead friend all over all this and a ruined life. Kudos. Well played.
Oh.
Now, you know, every time Davin writes him back.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, you go, could get. That guy looks back down at the computer. Why, you son of a
bitch. I'm trying to get out of
the go away.
Can't quit me.
Oh, not again. Yeah. Why, you got. I had played fair. I would fly out to JFK and drive to wherever the hell you are. But, you know.
Yeah, every time he turns around, he's like, okay, we're done. Ding. Oh, you son of a.
Really? Am I? You know?
I'm clearly under this person's skin.
Oh my God.
So
this
badly.
Conversation should have been done 4 minutes ago. You're pissing him off. And it's not like he, like I said, he looks down. Why, really? Am I? Yeah,
he's
son of a bitch.
He's got his stupid male pride going.
Yeah.
That's what he's got.
That's exactly what it is.
That's, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And he wants the last word. He's not going to let you have the last word. Jesus Christ, we're going to be doing this bit till 2018. You two guys have this pissing contest. Nobody's making a dime. The show's losing money. They're losing money. Nobody, you two don't give a shit. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah. It's no longer a regular part of the show. It's in the extra section.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, fuck you. It's like, well,
the
we
bitch jumped the shark.
Yeah, I know. You said that 3 months ago. Well, fuck you.
Oh, they could just see me doing the editing next year. Joe, come to bed. I can't go to bed.
Well, who's going to be saying that to you?
Well, I don't know. But
they can sext from rooms in the same house.
Anyway,
Joe's flummoxed.
No. Well, all right. But you know what I'm saying.
Lisa says, "Twist the knife, Davin. I'm killing myself laughing."
She goes, "Your blame game won't work on me this time around." I go, "Whatever helps you sleep."
Ooh. Oh, that would just kill me if somebody said that to me. Oh God!
She goes, "I never did anything to your friend." I go, "I'm not going to rehash this together. I know a lot of things I never told you, and now you will never know. I guess so. Be it."
Ooh.
She goes, "You even told me you saw me in my child's pictures on dating sites. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've heard in my entire life."
This conversation was supposed to be over 4 minutes ago.
This bit was supposed to be over 9 months ago.
4 minutes ago. I'm telling you, he's not going to let you have the last.
At this point, he's probably thinking, I should have let the stupid bitch handle him. I don't need this aggravation. My blood pressure, the cholesterol in the foo-foo, through the roof. Remember, that's one of the different things.
Yes, the foo-foo.
I just want to eat my stupid kinky and fish, and I got this prick here.
Okay.
Where's the wife? I'm going to kick her. This is her fault.
And I'm going to hit up with a bone.
Just let him, let him go. No, I'm not going to have a damn guilt complex for this asshole from the States. Where the hell do you get? I should have said goodbye 6 minutes ago.
This guy's writing back to you. I wish I could quit you.
And she's going, you see?
See what he does?
You should have just written the porn. Yeah.
Just start writing the porn already. Get it over with.
You can't get rid of this guy. Isn't that what I was trying to tell you?
No.
She has to be there laughing her ass off.
She's Brent the Kinky in the other room right now.
I'm sitting there going, you are as dumb as they come. Really? You lambast me? You should have told him go to hell 6 minutes ago.
Ricky, what?
Lucy, I got to... Me to get his spirits down. I know let them go. Hey, Rick, what are you doing? I cannot get rid of him, Fred. Why don't I sit down? No, you don't know what to, Fred. I have to get to the club. I have to sit here and mess with him.
I don't remember Ricky being from Palestine, but
I'm having a problem with
it's late.
My,
it's
my
fine.
Throat lately, so it's cranky.
Okay. It's fine.
I spent literally since 8 o'clock this morning talking.
Well, I feel bad for the people listening. I go, I'm not going to rehash this together. I know a lot of things I never told you, and now you will never know. I guess so be it. She goes, you even told me you saw my child's picture on dating sites. That is one of the
7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This is great. I love this. This is so cool.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
She goes, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've heard in my entire life. Go on with your life. I don't see why you're having a problem leaving me alone.
I'm not. You're the one with the problem,
yeah,
stupid. You keep coming back and going in furthermore.
Another thing. And you know what's the most ridiculous thing you ever said to me, Devin?
Oh.
I go, I never said I saw your child on a dating site. She goes, that's what you said. I go, I go.
I think she grabbed the notes and she's holding the notes. He said it right here. He said, right, right, I'll read it. Yeah.
January, right there.
Oh, well, if God. I did, Tom knows.
Yeah, Tom.
She goes, that's what you said. I go, I do not have a problem. I'm sad, and that is all. I cared about you. I thought you were different.
Well, that's going to hurt.
She goes, I remember it perfectly.
There we go.
I go, okay, whatever. I have to go. If you want me gone, I am gone. She goes, I also thought you were different, but you're just like them.
Go, like
what?
Who?
That's what I said. Like who? Listen, let's finish this tomorrow if you want. Maybe we part as enemies. Maybe we part as friends. Maybe we don't part. But I'm getting a dirty look from a law student. She goes, I don't want to continue anything with you. Just forget about me and go on with your life. I go, fine. I go, I guess it's better to learn that you never loved me this way than by traveling across the globe to find out. You always said I was not a Mugu, yet here we are. I thought that what we had was different. Here I am, just another piece of human wreckage left to try and pick up the pieces of what remains of a life. I wonder when you stopped loving me. Maybe you never loved me at all. I did love you. I did a lot of things to try and bring us together, but I guess it is cash or nothing. Funny thing is, I never even said no to sending you the money for rent. I was trying to think if there was a way. I could, but it did feel like your cold. I could, but I did feel your coldness, and now I know why.
Oh.
And that's that.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, on the clips that are going to be put up on iHeart this week, they're from November 13th of 2012. He's almost basically about 2 years old. And we're sitting here telling him, they're going through the same thing, and we're telling him that he's a living pain in the ass to the scammers.
Yes. Can you read that last bit again, what you just said?
Okay, why?
No, just...
Want it to sink in?
Yes.
Okay, and there is something in there that I want you to make note of, which is true, which I point out. I go, I guess it's better to learn that you never loved me this way than by traveling across the globe to find out. You always said I was not a Mugu, yet here we are. I thought what we had was different. Here I am, just another piece of human wreckage left to try and pick up the pieces of what remains of a life. I wonder when you stopped loving me. Maybe you never loved me at all. I did love you. I did a lot of things to try and bring us together. But I guess it is cash or nothing. Funny thing is, I never even said no to sending you money for rent. I was trying to think of there was a way. I could, but I did feel your coldness. Now I know why.
This is what I was I wanted to make sure that you said what I thought you said, because I was typing in the chat at the same time. You said something about going over, but the way you going overseas to make sure, but the way you said it made it sound like you were planning on going over and visiting. But in your story, you said that you'd already gone over to visit.
But she wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
So it made it sound like you were coming over again. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes.
And I'm like, that would make me go, wait a minute. What are you talking about? That would, because I went, her? But I,
and also the thing that I thought would make her, her, as you said, is I never did say no to sending the rent.
Yes, that's the other thing. It's like, Perk, wait a minute, he's still in the hole.
I never said absolutely.
You never said no. No, I noticed that too. And I was like, wait a minute. She's just like, well, screw you. Well, another thing. But it's like, wait a minute. He didn't say no. Why are you throwing him away when he was on the cusp of trying to figure out how to give you the money? That's what it felt to me. Okay. Thank you for reading that again, because I wanted to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing.
Joe?
I think they blew it. I mean, being so curt and telling you to go away. But the funny thing is, I think the human elements got into it again, where they're not going to give you the last word. I mean, like I said, that goodbye should have been done 7 minutes.
It's well, we got a show. We got to make a stretch.
And it's still going on. Yeah. You know, well, I don't mean. No, I don't mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
If you wanted to say goodbye, say goodbye.
Say goodbye. It's done. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Just goodbye, and all of a sudden, the thing's deleted. Because
there's a part of them that there's got to be a pride factor. Go, son of a bitch! Listen, 10 months, and I never got this money!
But listen, I mean, you and I. We fight and argue, but sometimes when we went at it a year and a half ago and stuff like that, we were having our big argument. It's like, I'm done. Well, you did this and I, really, man, did I go? Well, we're done then, you know. And then you would go, you know, good luck with that. Really, you know? it's the same thing. You're not gonna get the.
If I could have shut you up, I would have sent you the $93 if that would have got you shut up a year and a half ago. If you would have listened, go, here, Joe, here's $93. Shut the fuck up and let me do what I want to do.
No, because it's a heated art. Really? You're going to buy me off? Really? Hey, you don't want the money? Really? You're giving me, you know?
But you asked! You asked for the money!
I understand that. Now, why would I let that? But the funny thing is, they almost blew it when we discussed it when they made the change from Agnes to Belinda. Where they said they were about to get the money. They were about to get money again.
They're just not very good at this.
Maybe they are good at this. And maybe they're going to drag you back in, realizing that, you know, it's almost ended.
You're going to get that money and even more.
Have to see. So you guys think it's done? I mean, it's got to end.
No.
How long is this going to go on?
Little bit more.
I believe that you're probably going to go back going, hey, you know, still hard feelings or something like that, because you know the door is you could tell in a relationship where the door is still open.
Yep.
The door is still open on this.
Just two guys sitting across at computers.
Across an ocean.
It's like
arguing over $93.
Essentially, yeah, that's the premise of the deal, yeah.
It's like this movie I just saw where the guy was acting ridiculous, and the girl was like, it's over, I'm with him now. And so him and his buddy are walking away from the house, and he goes, just turn around and look. If she's watching me walk away, I still have a chance, you know? And so then they turn and look, and they don't see her looking. So he's like, oh, okay, I'm done. And then all of a sudden you see her appear on the balcony, look out the window. It's like, ah!
Oh, it's on something. What's wrong with me?
Well, I guess we should thank some people.
Yes, we should.
I think that was fun, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Family martial arts, great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarlo cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. Next comedy show is November 14th, starring Dennis Ross. Last show sold out very quickly. Time's running out, kids. I want to get your tickets. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
That sounds yummy delicious.
Sounds like the Boogeyman.
That was the Zombie.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, there you go. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in, if you or have that special event party or catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this little old show, you get 10% off. Got to tell them, though. Size Pudding Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, whatever you need, karaoke. Go to sizepuddingproductions.com. Sizepuddingproductions.com. They're the ones that put on all the comedy shows that we do. Number of calls, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, anything going on with Mr. Helix?
Not this week.
Joe?
I will be at Chester's Comedy Club in Chester, New York this Saturday. For reservations, dial 845 and the freaking number just went out on me. 845-345-1039. Come on out. Check us out. It would be a great weekend.
Yeah, say a little Walt for me. Yes. All right. Friday, November 7th, I'll be at the Firehouse in Quoque, New York. Quoque. It's in Long Island somewhere. I don't even know if I'm saying
it's Quag.
No, I'll be in Quag.
Quag.
I mean Quag.
Don't worry, Long Island.
No, Long Island. People on the island, we laugh that people can't pronounce the names of the towns. It's Quag.
Yeah. It's
I mean Quag.
Quag.
For tickets, call 631-653-4620. It's all the way out there, too.
It is, yeah.
It's going to be a fun drive on a
it's
Friday.
It's Indian for far away, yeah.
Saturday, I'll be at the Firehouse in Bayville, New Jersey. Bayville, New Jersey. For tickets, call 732-232-0985. Also on Saturday, Sidespinning Productions presents live comedy at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Pip Helix is going to be there. You can hang out with her. It's going to star Frank Vignola, Rick Allen, and Adam Oleonsis. Last show, there were several hundred people there. It was packed.
It was packed.
Right. Oh, one more plug. I'm going to be.
Can I finish this one?
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, I didn't give the phone number.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Asshole. Casa Bianca, 973-697-9704, 973-697-9704. What show?
I will be at Brokerage Comedy Club, not McGuire's Comedy Club, on Thursday, and McGuire's again on Friday. I'm sorry, McGuire's again on Sunday.
You would think you would think with that you would have gotten a cohesive plug in.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
All right.
Well, we'll be back next week. We'll do some Ann Jackson next week.
Yeah.
Haven't done Ann Jackson in a little while. Do some of that. Guys, I might be on TV this weekend, so I go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Check that out. Hopefully I can make you all proud. Thank you guys for hanging out with me on my 40th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you guys for the gift and the cake and the, well, not for the cock gift, but for the other gift.
I thought that was the best part.
Yeah, well, the wife thinks so. He needs a stronger schlong. I've been telling him he should use steroids for a schlong. But thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room and contributing to the show and listening as always. This was a good time. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Good night.